The following is a rockradioshow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Funko De Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best New Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
toilet?
See,
they do float.
Oh, look at that.
I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to the Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back. Total Divas, the drama continues, but it's going to be good drama because we're going to WrestleMania, baby.
Oh yeah, WrestleMania. All right.
Woo woo, we finally made it. Oh wait, no, we're not wrestling.
What? You know, what? We're not in the main event? Oh.
No.
Can we at least make the pre-show? No.
No.
Next year.
Next year, we're going to main event WrestleMania. Watch it, y'all. We're coming. But till then, we got to sit on the bench, and we got to warm the bench. But you know what we can warm the bench with?
What's that?
Total Divas, Episode 3, Season 4.
All right.
So I said we jump into it, but right after the break. So you're listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said,
Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not gonna sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axelmania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, Season 4, Episode 3. We are going to WrestleMania! Yay?
Woo, woo, woo.
You really? Know. Like, really?
I got nothing. I'm still in shock from the chops on Tough Enough.
Yeah, that looked like it hurt. That made me want to cry.
We'll talk about
that. That's the one time I'm happy I have boobs. He can't do that to me.
We'll talk more about that if you listen to The Rack Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Anyway. That's right, but now we're here to talk about Total Divas. We're seeing the rehash of episode 2, where the Eva problems continue, and looks like she has a wedgie in that dress. I swear to God.
Well, you know.
Like you do, so.
If you think it takes 6 weeks to be a Divas champion, you'll have a rude awakening. Nikki Bella. They at least told us who said the quote this time.
Damn it, that takes all the fun out of it! Stop telling us the quote! Oh, and Eva's walking into the shark tank.
And Nikki greets her. And there's side boob from Eva.
Tasteful side boob.
Tasteful side boob.
Hey, they're being polite.
Eva is like, okay, what's going on here? We're being nice.
Nikki's trying to make peace. She's trying to be nice. Everybody play well together in the sandbox. This is the most awkward, uncomfortable dinner I think I've ever seen.
Bree's like, I'm done.
Bree's like,
check please.
Exactly.
Nikki's like, you want to do lunch? Yeah, sure.
Eva's okay with Nikki. She's not okay with Bree.
Yeah.
Hi, Natty. You look very pretty in your dress. Bree, calm yourself.
We have a Stephanie McMahon.
We have a Hunter on Total Divas. Hunter, breaking news, Triple H has made his Total Divas debut.
Yeah, for all 2 seconds.
Hey, he was there.
He was there.
And we're getting Mania, so everybody watch for Taker and Bray. Hey. I like Trinity's dress.
It's nice.
So, we kind of have our divided factions where it's pro-Eva or anti-Eva. And Natty's like, sometimes you just gotta duke it out, hug it out, and then move past it.
Naomi's like, it's me and Eva versus the rest of the girls. It feels like, to her. Trinity doesn't like the tension.
Trinity's telling her I would take her up on lunch, I would take her up on dinner.
As Bree walks behind. Bree just happened to walk right by, so it's nice timing.
Yeah. Oops. That's one of those, she's standing right behind me, isn't she?
We have Brian, Bree, and Daniel Bryan going out to dinner.
Nikki's trying not to get hit by a car. How much are they gonna eat? Good lord.
Bree's like, next WrestleMania, hope I'm pregnant.
Nikki is trying so hard to get Bree to stay.
Nikki's like, where do you think I will be in a year from now? Daniel Bryan? Alone.
Brian, you're such a good brother-in-law. I love you for it. Oh god, Brian. Brian is now saying that John Cena should have had babies with Jack or Joyner Kersey for the furtherment of the human race.
Now we're going over GPI. Bree screwed up the easiest part of the SATs, the name.
That doesn't make me feel so bad now. That really doesn't make me feel bad at all. So now we're seeing the construction of the WrestleMania set. We're back at the hotel. Oh, it's Natty and Alundra. And they're going over the Hall of Fame induction. It's so cute.
She's tall.
She is tall. And we see the iconic moment of her tossing the belt in the trash.
Well, yeah. You have to show that. Part of her reel.
And they go off as we see shots of San Jose. Bree and Nikki are getting their hair done. And it's Mommy Bella.
Mama Bella can't find her flip-flops and accuses the staff of taking it. And it's like, oh yeah, I'm on camera. I really shouldn't say that. That's just the best. Oh yeah, I'm on TV. I shouldn't say,
yeah.
I accuse them of stealing.
How much is she going to pull back this ponytail? Good lord.
Bree is mouthing off about Eva. Bree is over.
Bree's ready to punch Eva in the face. I kind of want to see it.
Yeah.
And they're talking about how it's different and it sucks and it's just not nice. And wow, really? Bree's getting a do like that and she didn't wear a button-down shirt? Really?
Everyone's getting their hair done. This must be Hall of Fame night.
Yeah, this has got to be Hall of Fame night.
Hey, there's Layla. So Eva's like, she's the champ, so let's see what she has to say.
How the hell is she going to get that shirt off with her hair like that?
I don't know.
Sorry, girl thing. No, it's when you get it, when you get your... Okay, if you're gonna get your hair done like that, you always wear a button-down shirt. So that way you don't screw up your hair and your makeup when you're putting your stuff on. Taking it off and putting it on. I hope her dress does not have to go up over her head. Cause that's gonna be awkward as all hell. Anyway, girl tip, back to Total Divas.
Nikki thought they were cool, and then she posted the thing, and, you know, everyone was upset about the thing on Instagram, and...
She has a lot of highlight on.
Nikki's saying, you're making yourself a victim.
Oh, here we go. Here goes Eva and Nikki.
Yeah. Wow. Nikki's like, we don't see you as a wrestler.
Oh my, okay. So basically Nikki said, we don't think about you. We're not worried about you. And we're going back to the fertility clinic, y'all. It's coming. We're going to find out if Brie and Brian are fertile.
All right, then.
All right, so as we go to break and we see that Eva has plans, where do we want to start?
You lead us off.
Ladies, if you get your hair and your makeup did, wear a button-down shirt. What? What?
What do you want me to add to that?
Oh, that's right. Guys, don't do that. Well, gentlemen, if you're into that kind of thing, you get your hair and your makeup did, wear a button-down shirt. What? Makeup advice. Hair advice. It's an important thing to learn. Oh, and if your dress or your outfit has to go up over your head, you've got to put it on first before you get your hair done. So important tip, if you're buying an outfit and you're going to get that done, make sure the dress does not have to go up over your head. And as we come back from break, we're still with Eva and Nikki. They're having their conversation. It's getting a little bit more heated. Nikki just told Eva she doesn't matter. And they're not thinking about her. They're not even worried about her. She's not on the radar.
Eva's like, this is why I'm going to go bust my ass and train. And ooh, she says Nikki's not setting the tone.
Ooh.
There's the quote.
Yep.
Eva's like, it just never worked out at the performance center.
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut because I really want to call BS on Nikki right now.
Nikki, she can't go to any other wrestling school. Just saying. That's a bunch of crap. Nikki's like, once you get in the ring with us, you'll know you'll need us and you should apologize to us. Drama's brewing, that's for damn sure.
Well, so far, nobody is really on Eva's side except Trin. Oh, Nikki. Okay, Nikki. Eva, honey.
Nikki's like, this is the only time I want to tell you, Brie. You're 100% right. Nikki is talking about, you know, we worked this hard for 8 years to get here, to get this spot at WrestleMania. You know, get this spot at WrestleMania as the champ. Brie guarantees in a year Eva won't be there.
I wouldn't say a year. In the next 5, she probably won't.
And Nikki's now starting to cry a little bit because she's, you know, tired of the hate.
Brie's got it for Eva.
Nikki, you've been the best champion since me. Brie is talking up how she's been a role model to the girls, and, you know, she probably is.
She probably is. She has been, you know. She embraces who she is. She loves who she is. And that shows Nikki has confidence in herself. And Brie's trying to buck her up right now and cheer her up and, you know, basically don't listen to him.
Brie's like, don't let her ruin our WrestleMania. Brie's like, this is the jungle and we will take you down.
Brie is on the goddamn warpath. Holy crap.
Well, Natty just got some bad news. We'll get in the teaser. So, yeah. As we go to break.
As we go to break. So, we have a little bit more to chop into now.
Go.
Calling BS on someone because they don't know how to wrestle 2 years into their career. Nikki, honey, I remember when you were 2 years into your career and this is, yeah. People in glass houses should not throw stones. I don't mean this as hate. It's just reality. The Bella Twins got called up a year after being in developmental. They really didn't learn how to wrestle. I said this last week. They didn't really learn how to wrestle until about 3 or 4 years ago. And they left and they came back and then they had all this passion and all this love for the business that they seemingly had never shown before, at least on camera.
Could you say sort of like Eva Marie?
Sort of like Eva Marie. It's an interesting parallel. And granted, we only have what we saw on television of the Bella Twins. We didn't have Total Divas then, which Total Divas isn't 100% real, but it's not 100% fake. But it's, and I'm going to keep saying it, I just have a problem with people calling other people's passion into question. Because everyone's passion for something is different. And some people develop it later and some people have it from the get-go. And just because you're all gung-ho for it now doesn't necessarily mean that you were like that when you started. Or if you were gung-ho for it your whole life doesn't mean somebody else is. They may come into it and they may like it. They may come into it and they may hate it. You know, I didn't necessarily have, you know, it's like when I started doing podcasting, I didn't necessarily have a passion for it. Now I do. You know, it's sometimes you have to put your feet in, you have to get them wet, and you have to decide whether you like it or not. And that's essentially Eva. She put her feet in, she got them wet, she decided she liked it, and she wants to pursue it. She wants to continue it. She wants to improve.
As we come back from break, we're in the WWE Hall of Fame.
It's the Creepy Warrior statue.
Yeah.
And we see Natty getting ready.
Natty's stressing over a pink tie, apparently, and can't remember her speech. apparently they have to cut an Arn Anderson quote.
Apparently there's an Arn Anderson story that...
Mysterious WWE producer's like, you gotta get rid of it. Didn't she tell the story?
Either she told it or Alundra told it. I think Alundra told it, if I remember right.
I think she might have told it. So I remember the Arn Anderson story was told.
Yeah, I remember it got on the show.
Yeah, we have now Daniel Bryan talking about Connor with Maria Menounos.
And we see Bree and Brian, they're at the Hall of Fame, now they're talking about Connor, everybody's on the red carpet, they're looking stylish. Aw, Brian. There's Maurice and Miz, John and Nikki.
Alicia, oh. Hulk Hogan, Bret Hart.
Oh, I like his wife's dress.
Cena compliments Nikki Bella. Nikki's having a hard time putting a smile on her face after all the drama earlier in the day. And there's Paige, rocking her dress.
And her Doc Martens.
And her Doc Martens. It's Paige. Rebelling against, about being a real woman.
Great dress, though.
Yeah, it is. And look who's walking around. Eva Marie as Paige and Alicia Fox are taking pictures with Larry Zbysko. Zbysko's like, eat your heart out, Sean Connery. Well, that was cold.
Ouch. That was... Ouch. Frigid Paige. Ooh, they had steak. Wow.
Fancy.
Nice, good steak. Ew. Well, her husband has her back.
Yeah, they're right. He's right.
Oh, he's definitely right.
You know, if you're offended about a quote, that means you are a sheep, so.
There's Paige and Alundra, there's Natty.
There's Jim Neidhart, Nikolai Volkoff.
Looking for Taker, looking for Bray.
Oh, Natty's now crying over the speech. Don't ruin your makeup, Natty.
Natty, dab. Dab, honey, dab. Did they use the waterproof? And, well, okay. Oh, it's Paige's first WrestleMania! Oh my gosh, we forgot!
You forget about that, because she came up right after last year.
Yeah, the night after, yeah.
Yeah. So as we're at break.
Yes, as we're at break. So, Eva, honey, I know it's not completely intentional, but you may not want to make enemies of the Bellas simply because, well, they have a habit of taking people down.
Good and truthful point.
Yeah. Just, and again, not meant to be hateful, just truthful. It's, they have a lot of pull backstage. They have a lot of respect backstage. They are the veterans now. And if you piss them off, they will take you out. So you need to be, and they're not the only ones that will do that.
No.
I have a feeling if the entire Divas locker room went to Mark Carano and said, this bitch needs to go, that would be taken into account.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, and not that Eva's doing anything wrong.
No, she's doing what she's told.
She's doing what she's told. You know, it's, they're, everybody's taking issue over this, like we said, and they're really taking issue over nothing. This is more of a pride thing than it is anything else, and people are nervous, people are upset, because Eva's getting special treatment that they didn't necessarily have, and they're basically using her lack of passion or her lack of training for 2 years as really kind of the scapegoat. That's very apparent. This is more people are nervous because Eva is getting a lot of special attention. We heard in the last episode that they're trying to get her to the Bella level. Basically, they are going to push her that hard, that's where they want her to end up, is on top of the division. And that makes people nervous because it's, well, that one of those spots is opening up when Brie leaves.
Yeah.
Which means they've already got Eva set to take it.
Because what the Bellas do, they do the red carpets. They think Eva can work those red carpets for them. So
yeah.
To them, she's an asset.
She can go to the award shows. She can do the appearances. She can do everything that they need her to do. Whereas girls more, and so can Alicia Fox, and other girls, but girls like Trinity, girls like Natty, girls like Paige, they don't necessarily handle that nearly as well. As we come back from break, we're backstage, we see Natty crying, everybody's getting their makeup done, her parents are trying to calm her down, they're trying to get her to stop crying.
The animals, I'm always relaxed. Don't worry
about it. And her dad's being her dad, and it's so cute.
So we're at the Hall of Fame. Oh god.
Oh god, the feels. No. No, I can't do this again. I sat through it once. Jesus Christ, I can't do this again. And it's the creepy warrior statue.
And we're telling the part of the story about Connor.
Oh, Brian. This is a very heartfelt speech if you...
Get the network.
Get the network. Watch the speech. It's an amazing speech. It will kick you right in your feels. Like,
Yeah.
You can't... It will... If you don't have a heart, don't watch the speech because you'll hate it. But for anybody else, it will make your heart grow 3 sizes.
Yeah.
Because it's...
And Bree just talked about how this is the man she wants to have be the father of her children because of his heart. Yeah.
And it's Connor's dad, and everybody's crying.
And now we're going to the Natty speech.
Actually, wasn't Natty first?
Don't worry about the order.
And now we're showing Natty's speech.
See, she did tell it.
Oh yeah, she did. She did tell the story. Well, I knew it was in there.
Natty doesn't care how much trouble she's getting in. She was telling her speech. That's the perfect story. See, I knew she told the speech.
Yeah, I remember somebody told it. Hi, Paul. It's still a great dress. She rocked that.
And now it's the day of WrestleMania Taker.
Taker, Taker, Taker. Oh my god, it's Taker. Holy crap, it's Taker.
We're at Access with the Bellas.
Not the day of Mania. There's Eva. Oh, and she's next to the Bellas.
Huh. Things are about to go down.
Yeah, things are about to blow up. So, as we go to break, I'm not sure if that was the right call by Natty. Because it's kind of something to me. It's like if your job tells you to change your speech, you change your speech.
But they told her, like, a half hour beforehand.
Oh, I know they told her a half hour beforehand, but it's like, I don't know. I just have to see the fallout from that.
If there is any.
If there is any. I doubt there is any, but, you know, to me, it's like your boss tells you to do something, it's like, oh, okay, well, that's fine.
But I think Natty has enough stroke where she can get away with it.
Oh, I'm sure she can. Yeah, I don't have that big of a problem with it. Just me personally, how I handle things, if my boss is like, oh, hey, you know, I need you to change this, I change it. So that's how I am. But yeah, kind of going back to the previous conversation, and they were saying it, you know, Natty said, I will do charity work, I will do wrestling, but if you want me to speak, this is how I'm going to do it. Natty's not the type of girl that they look at to do the red carpet events, and they need those girls to do the red carpet events for the PR work. They are now a part of sports entertainment, and with Abella leaving, they need someone to fill that spot that is going to be highly recognizable, that's going to be able to basically be a lightning rod for them. And clearly Eva is a lightning rod.
Yeah, she is. And to her advantage, she's in California.
She is in California. That's the biggest thing. She's based out of LA. LA? Yeah. Either LA or San Diego, one of the two.
It's somewhere in LA.
She's based out there. She and Arianne both are. So that's to their advantage when they need to send people out there for the award shows or do stuff on the West Coast. She's already there. So it's perfect. They don't have to pay to really fly her anywhere. She can probably hop in her car, go do the interviews, go do the appearances, go do whatever. And she's gold.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, someone like Natty's based in Florida. You know, Rose is based in Vegas, I think. Alicia's in Florida. Paige is in Florida. You know, pretty much all the rest of them, I believe, are in Florida or at the very least on the East Coast.
All right, besides Bellas, who are on West Coast-ish.
Well, Bree's in Arizona, but Bree's retiring. Nikki has a house in California, thanks to John, but she's wherever he is, probably.
Like I said, West Coast-ish.
Kind of. Depends where John Cena is at the time.
Because he can be anywhere.
He can be anywhere, but yeah. So, I mean, it makes sense.
It does.
That they're doing that. And it's like, they need her to do it all. And so they're training her to do it all. As we come back from break, Levi's Stadium, WrestleMania. I'm going to have to see if I can spot my friend. She was there. Not that I will see her, but... Go, Rachel! I'm watching for you!
We have the Divas arriving. Natty, Neil.
Trinity.
Nicole. Natty. Paige.
And let's not forget, this is Paige's very first WrestleMania.
Yeah, at 22 years old.
At 22 years old, she's debuting at WrestleMania. They're walking around, they've got their gear, they're peeking at everything.
They're heading out.
And there's the set.
Paige is nervous as everything.
Yeah, Paige is like, holy crap, holy crap, holy crap. Where's Mommy Paige? We need Mommy Paige, because I know she was there.
Hey, Brock's sorta on there?
Brock makes his Total Divas debut.
They're talking about the passion and how Paige has the passion for this business. Well, no crap.
Let's go get pretty.
Let's go get pretty. That's where we have the fans tailgating. There's Eva Marie. There's Naomi. We're complimenting dresses from last night at the Hall of Fame.
Basically, Trinity is Eva's only ally at this point, and she's really not even...
As Naomi has to get ready for work.
And Eva's like, get it, bitch.
There's The Rock.
There's the Usos. Hey, it's Layla!
Oh, God, Natty. Oh God, Natty. She didn't know what kitties meant. Oh God, Natty. Natty. Oh, innocent, Natty. Natty,
she'll find a whip.
Wow, that father-daughter whip conversation.
I just have no words for that. That was amazing and horrifying at the same time.
Bondage tape with the mother, whips with the father.
This is an all kind of kinky kind of family.
We have Cesaro Kid and Natty coming to the ring.
And this was the moment everybody went, damn, Natty.
Right?
Basically, everybody's excited. The show started.
This was a good match.
This was a good match, even though one of the Usos got hurt like 5 minutes in.
Well, he was hurt beforehand.
Natty's kicking the bull's butt.
There's Naomi with her big dive. There's Naomi's big butt. Naomi's like, I hit Natty in her face with my ass.
She's all proud of herself, as she should be. And well, they still win. They're the kids.
There's Bob back.
Oh god, Bob Backlund, everybody run.
They're hanging with the Uso kids, Alicia Fox meets them, and here comes Daniel Bryan.
Yes, yes, yes. Another really good match. The ladder match for the IC title. This is a great, great match. Again, get the network, watch this match. It's gonna be awesome.
So it's Paige, Bellas, and Medusa watching the show. Nikki's like, our contracts are up soon, and I wanna stay, and Bree's like, I wanna be a mother. Daniel Bryan's making a climb. He's making a climb. By god, he'll get there. He'll get there.
Damn it, I want a Harper. I need Luke Harper to make his Total Divas debut. And Dean Ambrose, well no, Dean Ambrose has already been on.
Daniel Bryan is your winner.
Give me zombie scarecrows, come on, give me zombie scarecrows. Give them to me.
We have Paige and Medusa talking, and she's...
Oh, I bet that was an awesome chat.
Yeah. We have the Bellas practicing beforehand, weirdly.
Awkwardly.
Uh-huh. So here it is, Paige, AJ Lee versus the Bella Twins are all ready to go as we go to break.
As we go to break, so...
We're getting some wrestling on the show.
We're getting some wrestling on the show. We're getting some Kiki on the show.
Alright, we gotta talk about that in a second.
Okay, go.
How weird is this family?
They're special.
It's just a weird ass family. Mother-daughter bondage, father-daughter whipping. We'll just leave it at that.
I know it was a joke. It was a harmless joke, but it's still like, wow, damn.
And the fact that she didn't know what kitty meant?
Yeah, that Layla had to explain it to her. Again, I need the full video from when they were in that sex shop. Like, I seriously have a mighty need for that, because I want to see them explain everything to Natty.
Yeah.
Because there was some stuff in that sex shop, she had no idea what it was, actually probably about half of it. I need to see the person explaining all of it to her, and I need to see her reaction to it accordingly.
I'm in total agreement.
I need that in my life. That would, like, make my month if that would happen.
Put it on the network.
Put it on the damn network. Actually, I'm pretty sure it didn't make the show because for exactly where they were, they can't show that on TV.
Yeah, I know.
That's why it didn't make it. But there's footage of it. I know there is. There's footage of the entire visit.
Yeah, of course there is. We'll never see it, though, sadly.
We'll never see it.
As we come back from break, it is Paige heading to the ring.
Where's AJ? I need me my AJ. The only thing that made me mad about Paige's entrance is they were still taking down stuff from the band.
Yeah. Well, it happened.
But she looked good. You're talking about how badass Paige looks. It's Arion, Eva, Trinity, and it looks like Alicia.
There's AJ.
AJ!
You got the Bellas coming to the ring. Honestly, this has to feel good for them because, as Bree's like talking it up, that's kind of cool for them because every year they've gotten the shaft a little bit. This time they got to make their entrance to WrestleMania.
Yeah, they got to do the full entrance, which is awesome.
What's about, you know, Paige is like, alright, time to be Paige. Bell rings. Time to go.
And if you haven't seen this match, go watch this match. This was very good as well. It featured Paige.
It did.
And it was a really nice job featuring Paige. And Bree's very proud.
The girl's like, AJ's always sleeping at WrestleMania. Paige makes the hot tag. Here comes AJ Lee. She's going crazy. Here's a clothesline. Big old clothesline. And that's all we saw. The Black Widow. Black Widow's locked in. Will she tap out? Nikki Bella taps out.
And Paige and AJ pick up the victory and, well...
Cameron did her happy dance.
Yay! Paige and AJ Lee triumph. Yay!
Paige says this was one of the best moments she's ever had.
And she's so happy. There's Mama Paige. There's Mama Bella. And Paige is just, like, super ecstatic.
There's Travis Barker. Paige showing some true emotion. It's kind of awesome.
She's having a moment. Paige is having a moment. She's melting.
She's finally melting. Paige peed herself a little bit. Good to know. Hey, it's The Rock.
It's The Rock. It's official. The Rock is a total diva.
Well, we all knew that.
And now they're showing it dark, you know, before Taker and Bray got out there.
Uh-huh.
And now it's a week after Mania. We're with the Danielsons. We're going to the fertility clinic, y'all. Oh, here we go.
Oh, good lord.
It's time for Rock to learn stuff.
Time to find out if the fertile. Bray's like, the doctor has our future in her hands. She's got the... No, okay. I'm gonna try that. Look at the cut, nasty cut on Daniel Bryan's forehead from WrestleMania.
Yeah, ladders. Ladders are never fun. Don't play with ladders, y'all.
Bree is fertile.
And, not surprised, Nikki was fertile. Not a shock Bree is. Bryan's like, I really don't care.
Bree's nervous about the results of Daniel Bryan. Is he fertile? Is he?
As we get a break. It's like you're waiting for it because you know that's where it's going.
Because we had the clip from last week and it's like, yeah. We know it's going to the break. Go in there.
Yeah, it cuts off right there. So you have to stay tuned for the next, like, minute until they come back.
Yeah.
So awesome to see Mania. Awesome to see Paige make her Mania debut and how much it meant to her. She melted. She had a little moment. It was so cute.
It was. It was nice.
You know, we saw Nikki rally back from the negative comments, and, you know, I am Fearless Nikki for a reason, so that was awesome. Brie was excited that, you know, it was a great experience for all of them because they got featured at Mania.
Yeah, because as we've done the show, we've seen them get cut, and then it went from doing full entrances to everyone coming down together.
Yeah.
This time they made sure they had the time, they got their entrances in. It's a nice change. It's progress.
It is. It really is. It's pretty awesome. So as we come back from break, we're still at the fertility clinic. Brian's getting his results. And?
The result is?
Brian is very fertile.
He's very, very fertile. So get to having all that sex and make them kids. No more being kicked in the nuts.
They have to coordinate their sex.
Hey, Brian, what about me being superhuman fertile? Brie is going to stay.
Until she gets pregnant.
Until she gets pregnant.
I'm not sure I'm okay with that.
What, her staying while she's pregnant? Before she gets pregnant?
She's basically staying so she can fuck her husband. That's what she just said.
I know.
Like, that's why she's staying. Like, I'm not necessarily going to judge that reason, but I'm not sure I'm okay with that reason.
But here's the thing. When this is happening, well, we know the situation now. He has to travel with her so they can.
Basically, yeah. Okay, here we go. Even Jonathan at dinner.
She just met with The Rock and Ronda Rousey's agent, Brad. She just signed with The Rocks and Ronda Rousey's agent. And it was a WWE opportunity, you know. It's a situation they put her in. Eva wants to be the biggest, baddest bitch in WWE ever. She wants to cross over. She wants to be a star. Perfect.
Ooh, it's a Brazilian steakhouse. Yummy.
They're eating hearts because she's a lion. All right, then.
And she will not be eating chicken hearts again.
Yeah. Wow.
Paige has a new boyfriend.
We got some Titus O'Neil and Heath Slater next week and Adam Rose.
Oh, thank God. This is going to be awesome.
Oh, good Lord. We have some drama next week. All right.
All right. So, Nikki is not going to be happy about Eva's little deal.
No.
Because as we know, Nikki wants to be the female Rock. And, well, Eva might try to steal that from her.
Yeah.
But kind of getting back to Brie. And we all know the situation. We all know what happened after WrestleMania, and that may have changed after this episode. But it's a valid reason for Brie to stay. I'm just not sure I'm okay with her staying simply to fuck her husband. Like, you can travel with him and not necessarily be a WWE diva. Because it's like, it's almost like, yeah, I'm only going to stay, and then once I get knocked up, peace, y'all. I'm out. Later. You know, that's just what it feels like to me. And it's like, I respect that. I respect that's what she wants to do with her life. But it just, it's kind of insulting, honestly.
A little bit.
Because you're sitting here giving Eva shit for the fact that she doesn't have any passion and she's just now getting trained and, oh, she's only in it for the fame and she's going to be gone in a year. You're only re-signing your next contract until you get knocked up.
Yeah.
Nikki is staying because Nikki wants to do the crossover thing. And she needs to build her name and her reputation in order to do that.
Yep.
You know, pot, kettle.
Do you hear her calling?
Just, yeah, I mean, and I'm kind of done with this. I'm kind of over this whole storyline. I'm ready for it to resolve. I don't think it will anytime soon, so this may be a long season of Total Divas for me, but I'm just kind of done with it. It's like, look, either get over it and move on, or kill each other.
I think we're going to be moving away from it.
I hope so. I really do.
By the looks of it, I think we're going to see some different things coming up.
I think we're done.
Yeah, I think we're done for the evening.
All right. Yay. So, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Total Divas, Season 4, Episode 3. Don't miss next week, because Episode 4, because I'm sure the drama will continue with the ladies. I have little doubt of it. Plus, we get Titus O'Neil, Adam Rose, Heath Slater, and Tyson Kidd in one car. Praise Jesus.
It's party time all the time.
What was it? It's the party bus. It's the party express.
The exotic express.
Exotic express. I couldn't remember it. It's like, what is it? I know it had a big rose on it. It's been that long. I miss the exotic express. I wish I forgot about that.
Well, you killed the bunny.
I didn't kill the bunny. Adam Rose killed the bunny.
You just ate the bunny.
I just ate the bunny. Eric cooked up the bunny and it was very yummy. Eric makes great rabbit stew. But anyway, y'all, don't miss next week's episode of The Rack Extra, Total Divas, Season 4, Episode 4. But as for Episode 3, we're done, we're out. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, we'll see you next week. Bye!